Now you have inserted the quarterback who has every advantage, knows all the coaches, has worked with all of the coaches on this coaching staff, has worked with you as a play caller, has worked with John DeFilippo, has worked with Bill Lazor. He's worked with every single offensive coach that you have, and it still didn't work. And
Don't forget the lack of production for the tight end position. I remember for a while that was it. It's like, well, we go Trey Burton, and you know it's so important to have a tight end who can move out there. And now they've got every tight end, and they've tried 9 or 10 or 11 of them. You know, every time we check a box here for what is the limiting factor, maybe it's right in front of us that it in and of itself is the limiting factor.
Right, and that's why I was looking forward to watching Nick Foles versus defense that actually game planned for him. I'm not saying that it's easy to come off the bench and do what he did in the fourth quarter. It's not. But now that you're on tape in the offense that you supposedly have a mastery of, and a team is able to look and say, okay, well, here's some things that we're going to do to take away. And Allen Robinson said it, that they threw looks at the Bears that they weren't ready for, that there was a little bit more of a cover two look that the Bears weren't ready for. And I've now heard that multiple times from Bears players in multiple games. I don't put that on Nick Foles, and I don't put that on Mitchell Trubisky. I put that on Matt Nagy. And I think that that's the deflector shield aspect of Mitch Trubisky's life as Bears quarterback has allowed for Matt Nagy to just kind of coast a little bit, where everyone is in this kind of tacit agreement. The issue with the Bears offense, the reason that it's stuck in the mud and it can't move forward from week 11 in 2018 is because Mitch is the guy at the controls. And maybe that's not the problem. Perhaps it's the design. Perhaps it's the play calling and the in-game. Because I feel like Matt Nagy probably puts together an excellent game plan. My concern over the last couple years is, what happens when you get punched in the face early on and the things that you thought would work in your first 15 don't work? What is it that you have available to you that allows you to adjust and make the offense work? I have not been given enough of evidence that Matt Nagy's version of Andy Reid's offense works. And I'm looking to see that.
When we hear the term identity, it's thrown around. It's a precious word that play callers and offensive coaches use about identity. I'm not sure, against a good defense, what the Bears can be expected to do well. What they can say, no matter what, we can get back to doing this. Early in the season, it looked like they had some downhill run schemes out of under center and moving guys into some double blocks and finding some creases, and now they don't. Now they're back to mostly shotgun because that's how Foles likes to see the defense. But I don't know. I don't know in a given game, say, all right, we thought we could do this. Okay, all right, that's all right because we're going to get back to this. I don't know what the second this is.
And I also think that there might be some issues as far as what to expect from personnel. And I look at David Montgomery, and I'm still waiting for that to happen too. I'm waiting for all of the things that people told me about him as a player to become more evident, that he's supposed to be a guy that you can count on to fall forward. And in some instances, he's done that. But there's been no dynamic moment where I go, oh, okay, they've got the running back thing figured out. There's still position groups on the Bears offense that you go, I'm not sure. Like, I maybe kind of see it, but it's not clear and present for me. And then on top of that, even in a game where the Colts only sacked Foles once, they absolutely controlled the line of scrimmage. And they got after him. They got him in his – and Charles Leno yesterday struggled mightily to deal with Justin Houston. That guy was, and you even saw, I'll give Nagy credit on this, you saw them go, oh, he can't block that guy, so we're going to motion over a tight end to help him out. And in most cases, that didn't even really work. So you're still looking for dynamic playmakers on this offense My issue with Anthony Miller is that I think that he's got some of that, but his level of consistency is not good, and it's keeping him from being great. Allen Robinson is doing the best that he can, but he's limited too. Your guys aren't getting separation in man defenses, and whether it's Foles or Trubisky, they haven't been able to connect when they're going up against zone stuff. So that leads me to, and I don't have the answer, but I think that it's important to start asking the question, why doesn't your offense work? If you're the guy that was brought in to be the guy that's going to raise the level of offensive play in Chicago, why does it continue to be stalled? Is it a personnel issue? Because some of the personnel has moved around. Is it a quarterback issue? We now have a sample of at least one game where you thought you could do all your stuff because the quarterback knows the offense that you're running. And yet, the offense continues to stall. And if you want to compare it to what the Eagles do and what the Chiefs do, okay, fine. The difference is if you've looked at the Eagles' offense over the last couple of years, it's stalled. And the reason that the Chiefs haven't stalled is because the guy who is running it has a better grasp of it in Andy Reid, and he's got a quarterback from another planet. And dynamic weapons on offense at every position that allow you to create incredible mismatches. The Bears don't have that.
And the problem remains the same thing. First, it was the, you know, remember after the 12-4 year, what was the problem? Kicker. That was the problem. And then it's tight end production. And now it's, well, we just need somebody who can read defenses. They need to score more points. They haven't scored in the third quarter all year. They have not scored a third quarter point. I don't know how you can be a good team and not say that we know what we can do. We know what we can get back to. We know what works. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. This is like pulling teeth, and it makes me crazy. This is our curse. This is our, somehow, I don't know what we signed up for when we became Bears fans, but it's always a Bears game. It's always a damn Bears game. Sometimes you just want to turn on the television, have it look like an NFL game, but there's always something discomforting and odd and sclerotic about what we watch. And I think we're at fault. I think it's us. I think we have brought some sort of, like, we opened the Necronomicon and we didn't say the proper words, and we've just unleashed an army of the dead.
Wow. Well, that is that is one way to look at it. But I will say that of the games, because I enjoyed so much. I love when the Bears are at 325. Like, it's my favorite time to watch them play because it gives me a whole slate of red zone that I can watch and you can compare. And you're just like, ooh, look at that. Look at offense and touchdowns and creativity. And, oh, my God, where did Odell Beckham just go? And all of this stuff. And then you turn the Bears game on, you're like, oh, man, this – downshift. You have to downshift so much when you're watching what's and the Colts too. That offense that they have is so vanilla and boring. But Phillip Rivers isn't. And Dan, I don't know if I've ever talked to you about this. I have done a complete 180 on Phillip Rivers. I used to hate Phillip Rivers. Hate him. And now I absolutely adore him. I love him yelling at other people. Even going back to when he was in San Diego and Cutler was in Denver, yep. And he's yelling at Cutler from the other sideline. Roquan Smith, you're down two scores. Why are you yelling at Phillip? And he's right. He did get around the corner on you. And Roquan played great yesterday. I'm just saying that maybe that's not the best time to get into a war of words with a guy who is a master at it.
Yeah, things like that. I've softened on some of that stuff too. The whole dude play the right way, and I don't know. I think he's in a position to do it. I'd rather see somebody do it there than do the sack dance down 20.
Fair enough. I mean, that's fine. I'm just saying that you're backed up against your own goal line, and you're down two scores, and there's not a lot of time left. So I don't know what all the yapping is about.
I'm gonna turn the corner.
Turn the corner on them, for sure. Dan, I appreciate your time. I'm going to talk with the people.
Have a great show, Lawrence.
That is Dan Bernstein. He hosts every day from 9 a.m. until noon. Herbie, let's get after it.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
This is clearly the best team that they've played in the first month of the season. Defensively, what things do the Colts have that they can throw at Nick Foles and Matt Nagy?
DeForest Buckner is really good. He's really disruptive inside. So I'm interested to see how the Bears are able to handle that. But like I said, I think that their pass blocking has been pretty solid so far this season. Darius Leonard, obviously excellent at the second level. And Xavier Rhodes is playing very well. You know, he's a guy who was kind of cast off after, you know, falling off the map a little bit. Looks reborn a little bit with the Colts. So I don't think that this defense, you know, it's not excellent by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that they can be a little disruptive up the middle.
Make me a bicycle clown!
DeForest Buckner was disruptive yesterday. You know what the Bears ran for in yesterday's game? You want to know what their rushing yards were in yesterday's game? I'm going to hold on to that, and then I'll share it with you. And I know there are some people that are already pushing back, or David Montgomery is the truth. I think he's fine. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying that he doesn't. There hasn't been anything that I've seen from him in his first, 20 games that leads me to believe that he is the difference maker that he was billed to be when he came out of the draft. And again, I'll go over his numbers. And I know that running backs, a lot of time, they are a product of what the offensive line does in front of them. I'm just saying that when you look at the Bears and try to look at them from an objective point of view, find me the dynamic offensive player. Find me that player that you think can change the way a game looks. It's hard to find one. I think Allen Robinson is one of them. And then after that, you have a lot of question marks. I'm so glad that you are here. The phone number, I want you to use it today. It's Bears Monday, so I want to talk with you. 312-644-6767. That's also the number that you can text in to the Tech Zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. So we're going to get a lot of your feedback. There's some sound stuff that I want to go through, some things that I want you to hear, both from Matt Nagy and people who are looking at Matt Nagy. My thesis statement for today is a question, which makes it not a statement. But my feeling is, and this is what I was talking about last week, if you were sitting here wondering why I wasn't just like, choo-choo, getting on the Nick Foles train, it's because I remembered that Nick Foles throughout his career has been someone that has been fine. And I got into an argument with Ostrowski. Well, not an argument. We were having a conversation about this last night, that he thought I was being too kind in saying that Foles is above average. And the way that I'm looking at it, like, I think that he's above average because there have been at least two instances where he has been on fire. And the fire ended up putting his team in a great position. And one, he won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP. But if you look at the bulk of his career, what you saw yesterday is in line with who he is. There are going to be moments, and maybe he can catch fire with this offense that Matt Nagy runs, maybe, where he's going to look like one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And then there are going to be days like yesterday where they score 3 points until the Colts go into prevent. The Bears were sloppy all the way around yesterday. I thought the defense did their job where you only give up 19 points. You're supposed to win. Nagy said that today. You give up 19, you're supposed to win games. And it never felt like they were close to winning yesterday. Even with the Colts just kind of not wanting to win either, at least on offense, them doing this check down stuff with Phillip Rivers, when they did push the ball down the field, they got big plays. They had, a 36-yard and 27-yard pass play. They got a pass interference call. It was good enough to win because their defense was good enough to win. But the Bears' offense is still the big issue for me. And it's a question that in the excitement of, well, they finally got the guy that gets it. And he understands the offense and knows what they want to do. You had all of that at your disposal yesterday. And the offense still stalled. Everyone looks at Mitch and thinks that Mitch is the problem. And to a certain extent, you're right. Like, there are definitely limitations that don't allow him to rise above what the limitations are of the offense. But Nick Foles, when I said early in the year, and I played it up, I had a little fun with it, that if I were Mitch Trubisky, I was happy that Nick Foles was the guy that they brought in. And the reason that I said that is because their numbers career-wise are pretty similar. If you brought in any of the other guys, if you spent big money on Teddy Bridgewater, y'all see Teddy run yesterday? I haven't seen Teddy run like that since he was at Louisville. He had like a 21-yard touchdown run yesterday or something crazy like that. But if you were going to spend big money on Teddy Bridgewater, he was going to start because you were making a long-term commitment with significant money. I still think that no matter what the reporting was, that the Tom Brady thing was a pipe dream and wasn't going to happen. But let's say that it does. Obviously, he comes in and starts. You bring in Cam Newton. He comes in and starts. If you made the trade for Derek Carr comes in and starts. And here's Nick Foles. And he had to wait 3 weeks to get an opportunity to get on the field and be the starting quarterback of this team. My question, and no one can sufficiently answer it for me, were the problems with your offense because of the quarterback or because of the offense? And everyone just jumped on the other side and was like, no, it's totally the quarterback. He's the problem. Once we get Mitch on up out of here, baby, we're going to soar. And if you look at what the Bears offense has looked like since week 11 of 2018, it's not just the quarterback, dog. You need to start looking a little deeper into this. I expect that Foles will play better than he played yesterday. But I don't think that it's going to be so much better that you're going to be confident that the Bears can win a shootout game in an important game. And maybe they'll have their opportunity, I think, on Thursday, because that offense for Tampa Bay is humming. And that defense, while they give up a lot of points, they can get after the quarterback, and we'll see that. The element of the quarterback being a weapon with his legs is gone now. But I told you that I was going to tell you about the running game of the Bears, right? The Bears ran the ball 16 times yesterday, which is not enough when you compare it to the fact that Nick Foles threw the ball 42 times. They ran 16 times for 28 yards. When I ask you about the dynamic nature of David Montgomery as a player, and I'm stuck with 10 carries for 27 yards. Most of that is on the offensive line. Some of it's on him. So there's a lot to talk about, and we're going to do that. 312-644-6767 is the number. We'll get into the issues with the offense and Nick Foles. I'm looking forward to taking your phone calls. I see the people that are out there on Twitch. If you would like to join the Twitch party, there's a very easy way that you can do. I don't even know. Are you on Twitch? Because if you are, that would be helpful. But if you're not on Twitch and you're like, oh, I need to get on there. Twitch.tv/670thescoreChicago. It's a lot to remember. But if you get an itch, then you do the Twitch and you can check out what we're doing. You can see my background and my hoodie and all that good stuff. We're going to take your phone calls on the Bears. Keep this in mind. You don't have to have an answer for me. But just keep this in mind when you're watching the Bears. Why doesn't Matt Nagy's offense work? Back after this on The Score.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' loss to the Colts. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts.